We'll be discussing in Yoni Rosh Chodesh both today, tonight at the Kotel, together with myself and Rabbi Horn. We have a nice special kumzitz at the Kotel, 10:30. And then tomorrow morning, Monday, I'm also going to give a shiur about Rosh Chodesh, so we should have an understanding of what Rosh Chodesh is in our lives. For now, on Moshe is giving his shiur on Tuesdays instead of Mondays. It works out better for traffic and everything else like that. Looking forward to a big week in Chaburas. We start with Brick tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. So we're looking forward to that. Meretz Hashem, and hope everybody had a nice, beautiful, inspirational Shabbat. So we want to talk a little bit about Rosh Chodesh. And I'll tell you what we're going to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the Hallel piece of Rosh Chodesh. We're going to talk about why I'm wearing a white shirt on Rosh Chodesh. You know, do people have to wear a white shirt, or is it something to be able to wear something nicer? What's the whole idea of half Hallel? Those are the things we're going to talk about more tomorrow. Today I want to talk about more about Tefillah Rosh Chodesh a little bit. Well, first there's a Yalkut Shimoni that is puzzling. Yalkut Shimoni says that we know at the end of the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, it says Vayamidei Chodesh Bechodesho, right? Yavo Cho Basar Vishtachavot Lifnei Hashem. And the Yalkut Shimoni says that Am Yisrael said to the Ribono Shalom, when are we going to get that kavod that we would be Ole Shalosh Regalim and see the Shekhinah? The Yalkut Shimoni says that Hashem said, my sons in Olam Hazeh, you would go up three times a year. But in the future, in the future, the times of the Mashiach, times of the Beit HaMikdash, we will be doing Aliyah LaRegel every single Rosh Chodesh. And the truth is, we might have seen some of that already in the Haftorah of Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Vayera. Right, same thing, Re'eh, Vayera, same shorash. It says, Vayomer by the Isha Shunamit, Madua, why are you going to who? To Elisha. Hayom lo chodesh, velo Shabbat. But based on this pasuk, surprisingly, the Gemara both in Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah and many other places says, Minayin shechayav adam lahakpil pnei rabo beregel. There's a din of going and seeing your Rebbe on regel, which is what? The Chagim, Shalosh Regalim. Shenemar quotes this pasuk, Madua atolechet eilav hayom lo chodesh velo Shabbat. Implication, says the Gemara, implication is that on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you have to go see your Rav. What's the problem? The problem's an obvious one. What did the Gemara say? Based on this pasuk, what do you have to do? You have to go see, be mekabel pnei rabo beregel. I call it my Rebbe before every chag. Right? But from the pasuk in Melachim, what does it say? Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. So this is the question that all the Rishonim and Achronim ask on these Gemaras. Right? For example, the Aruch HaNer asks, why does Rabbi Yitzchak say regel dafka? The Tori Evan also asked, the Ritva asked it. Everybody asks, what's going on? There is a distinction made between maybe that dafki said chodesh and Shabbos because maybe there's a din of tchum Shabbos as opposed to chol hamoed, but seems to be, as they say, ikar chasim in hasefer. Okay, the Aruch HaNer answers based on the midrash that we just said. A different midrash, a psichta rabti, but it's the same midrash. The ru'uyim hayu Yisrael la'alot rega b'chol Shabbat b'chol Rosh Chodesh. It's easier that we have, we learn in Yeshiva HaKotel that you're able to go down to the Kotel and at least do a zecher to the ol of the regal. Maybe that we'll be doing that tonight, but a lot of people get very lazy and all of a sudden, you know, they haven't been down to the Kotel for like 3 to 4 weeks. They take it for granted. Aval lo ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen to the language la'hatriach alehem. You don't want to be matriach. But la'atid lavo, the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, mi ele ka'av tu'ufena, it's going to be easy, vaya midei chodesh bechodesho. Meaning, explains the Aruch HaNer, in principle, you should be doing it even now, because what's the question? The question is, what do you mean? Nowadays, we don't have aliyah l'regel on every single Rosh Chodesh, but in the future, will be. That doesn't work, because we don't have new mitzvos, love you. We don't have new mitzvos that happened. So, what's going on? Right, there's no new mitzvot that a navi can't come and say, you know, in the future it's going to be like this. There is a concept called Hilchos Olam Mashiach, but seemingly we don't just make up new mitzvot at the times of Mashiach, right? This whole machlokus, whether it's going to be to change the nature, olam kiminagonoheg, between the Rambam and Ramban, whether the nature of the Zev is going to be different, but mitzvah is also going to be the same. So explains the Aruch HaNer in principle, the concept of, first of all, on a philosophical level, Kabbalat Pnei Rabo is similar to Kabbalat Pnei Hashchina. And therefore, the truth is, every Shabbos in Rosh Chodesh you should do that. Because of the Tircha, they didn't make you do it except for on the regal. What did the Shunan me do? She was Machmira for herself. She was at Tzadeket. She was Machmira, the Kabel B'chol Shabbat for Rosh Chodesh. That's one pshat. One pshat is the truth is, you should be doing it every day. But the rabbis weren't Machmir for us to do this because it's too much of a Tircha. That's one pshat. Another pshat, Rav Shechter said, Shechter says that maybe it's din of a, there was only a din of a kiyum mitzvah. There was din that if you did do Kabbalah Spanei Aliyah Regal on Rosh Chodesh, it wasn't a mitzvah chiyuvit, but it's a mitzvah kiyumit. And in the future, again, it's not creating something out of nothing. The same idea over here, just one quick piece here. We see what's the nature of being the Kabbal Pnei Rabba Beregel. So if you were me or I were you, and I was writing a Rambam Sefer, okay, that's a nice haircut, right? I was writing a nice Sefer. I was writing a nice Sefer called the Rambam, right? Where would you put this halacha? Chayav Adam Akpil Pnei Rabba Beregel. Where would you put it? Would you put it in Mada? Would you put it in? You put it in Zamanim. Where? By Hilchos Regel, right? But you'd be surprised that the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. In Perakei Halacha Zayin. After saying that you have to get up for your Rebbe, he then says, why is he putting this in Hilchos Talmud Torah? Why is he not putting it in Hilchos of the Zmanim? Within this, we can answer another question, again, very similar, that the Pnei Yeshua asks, also, that we say that, again, the same question, he should have said, Chayav Adam Lekaba Pnei Rabo Berosh Chodesh, as the Gemara said. The Rambam says only, as you see, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Beregel. He doesn't say in Rosh Chodesh, right? That was our original question. Right? How can it come in the times of the Mashiach, Ba'ati Lavo, we're going to have Aliyah L'Regel in Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam Halacha? We don't see such a thing. So one Chiddush we said is the Aruch HaNer is really maker, then it's there, but the rabbis weren't Machmir because of the Tircha. Right? Second answer, Rav Shechter said, is a mitzvah kiyumit. A third piece explains the Pnei Yeshua. Right, is what? Why specifically is she going to the Rav? Aren't women pater of mitzvah aseh shehas man grama? Even mitzvah aseh d'oraita. So why is she going to be lahakva pnei rabba beregel? Right, that's the question of the Pnei Yeshua. Mitzvah lahakva pnei rabba beregel. It's a mitzvah aseh shehas man grama. Women should be pater. Good question, no? Pnei Yeshua, Yeshua Fok, one of the good achronim. Great question. What's the answer? It's not really a mitzvah aseh shehas man grama. Why? Because in principle, you're supposed to be l'chayev akabo pnei rabo as much as possible. But because of bitul malacha or because of tircha, it doesn't happen. And therefore, really, the whole concept of l'hakpil pnei rabo is really not limited to the din of zmanim, and therefore women's chayev also. Now you might ask, are women pater from Talmud Torah? That he asks himself, and we'll get into that. By that whole discussion, the next time we learn about Hilchos Talmud Torah. Okay? But the concept of L'Hakim Pnei Rabo doesn't seem to be limited to the Chag, Shabbos, in principle, it should be every single day. Hopefully that we've talked about it. We're going to talk about more. What does it mean, the Talmud-Rebbe relationship? What type of Ravi are you supposed to look for? Right? Maybe it's a good time to say one thing. We say, Aseh Lecha Rav, Uknei Lecha Chaver. We also say, Aseh Lecha Rav. So what does it mean, Aseh Lecha Rav? What type of Rebbe you're supposed to have? We're going to learn this. We're going to learn more in depth. I'll mention just one idea because of this concept of that you're supposed to go to your Rebbe and there's a whole discussion about it. You're supposed to live in the same community as your Rebbe. Can you take the heat? One of the answers in the Gemara is because maybe you can't take the Tochacha by living so close to the Rebbe. Okay? But one of the ideas, which is difficult, we'll get into the whole shiur about this also. So now I owe you two different shiurim. One is on the concept of women in Talmud Torah. We're going to talk about that. And number two is this concept of why do you have a Rebbe? Right? So on one level, you see the two Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos. There, you could say there's two different functions of a Rebbe. There's Aseh Lecha Rav, Uknei Lecha Chaver, and Aseh Lecha Rav, Yistalek Min HaSafek. It could be the same Rebbe. You can have a rav that you can mit yaitz with to get good advice. You could also have a rav that will tell you, you know, mutter and usser, right? Sometimes that rebbe can be the same person, sometimes it can be different. I got a question over email over the weekend on Friday in Erev Shabbos that said, it might be a silly question, but am I allowed to listen to a shir while cutting my nails? You know, so obviously my response was, it's not a silly question, it's a good question, right? But you have to know, I mean, this is a guy who I talk to all the time also, you know, so you have some you have that combino, as they say, the combination of that type of rebbe. However, the Gemara says in Chagiga and Moi Katan that what type of rebbe you're supposed to look for? One that is domel l'malach Hashem Tzvakos, similar to a malach, which is difficult, right? You know. Okay, so cancel me out. I'm out. You know what does this mean? What does it mean domel l'malach Hashem Tzvakos? You know, I can't wait to, after this year, as we get ready for the Gemara Shir, to go down to Shosha's office and get that hot brownie. You know what I mean? Now domel l'malach Hashem Tzvakos. A malach doesn't care about chocolate chip brownies. You know, I do. Ain't malasot. What's going on? So we have to figure out what that means. I'll tell you one shot of that, which really, I guess, guides me as a Rebbe, was the Chidar of Chaim Yosef David Azulai, that says, what does it mean to be Doma Malach Hashem Tzvakot? You're trying to find a Rebbe that's similar to a Malach in the element that he has a Shlichus. I guess it works out well right after Shabbat Irgun, concept of Shlichus. Right? Concept, if you have a Rebbe that's just looking out for himself, that's not the Rebbe you're looking for. But if you have a Rebbe, you understand that his mission is to help you become you, and help you as your shlichos become who you are, that's the type of Rebbe that one should look for. There's a halacha, now we're talking about Rosh Chodesh, of to be mentioning Yalav Yalav. Right? It's called the chova of to be maskir me'en amir ora. To mention, you know, the unique kedusha of the day. We see Gemara Brachos when talking about the machlokas within Rabbi Yehud and Tanakam about what's the bracha you make. The Rabbi Yehud says, go as specific as possible, make borei minei desha'im. The Gemara says, ein halacha ka Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem yom yom, v'chid b'yom b'vorchim oto, b'alayla in b'vorchim oto. The Gemara says, no. Every single day, kol yom b'yom, tein lo me'in birchotav. You have to be as specific as possible. He says, so too with brachot. You should be as specific as possible. We know that that's our principle. Why is that principle? It's a rashba that I teach everybody. Doesn't matter if you're an adult who learns 9 hours a day, or literally a first grader. I teach this rashba. What's the rashba? The rashba says, the rashba asks the question, we should all make just a shakal. We should all know, just say the shakal. Why do I have to know all the different brachos? Right? Borim, Mizonos, and all the specific brachos. Just say a shakal, and that's all inclusive. So first of all, it's not so clear. The Balatanya in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's very easy to remember this. Remember, I've told you mnemonics. It's always good to remember this. In the midst of Yediyas HaTorah, at the beginning, the first day you landed here, which feels like a million years ago, I taught you a shir on Shnayim Mikravecha Targum. And I told you that what? As the Shulchan Aruch, what do you remember? How do you know what siman it is? It says Siman Reish Pei. How do you have Siman Reish Pei? Read Parshat HaShavua. So you remember. So here's another one of Siman, easy way to remember. Siman Rav. Siman Rav in the Shulchan Aruch. What does it mean? People say, "Oh, I don't know the bracha. What bracha do I make? Shach, right? It's not true. The halacha says in the Baal HaTanya in Siman Rav, it's only if you can't WhatsApp your Rav or call your Rav and you don't know the bracha, and then you could by default say what? Say shachal. But if you have the ability to make the right bracha, you make the right bracha. You don't just stop say shachal. Siman Rav, easy to remember. Rav like a rabbi. Got it? Okay. Now." But that's what the Rashba asks. The Rashba asks, why not just make this general bracha? Why do we have all these specific types of brachas? Answers the Rashba, that what? We want, based on this Gemara, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, we want to be as specific as possible. When you're praising somebody, you should praise somebody as specific as possible when you're a Madrich. Okay? Or you're a, if you just say, wow, you're awesome. That's nice. Right? But you want to say specifically, you want to say, you know, Kaz, you know, negative, positive. You want to be able to say specific each person in their Nikudota Chozek. Each person, not just saying a general accolade, a general praise. You want to be able to specifically, and the more specific praise, the more on target it is, so too will be here by the Ribono Shel Olam Mahavdil. When you want to say the Shevach, so too will be here. So therefore, what do we say? We say Yalav Yavo, both in Tefillah, and also in Birkat HaMazon. So what happens now, says the Gemara in Brachot. Let's say I was the Shliach Tzibur for Shacharis this morning. And what happens? I didn't say Yalav Yalav. Oops. And you weren't in Yeshiva, so they didn't all yell at you because they're all, you know, not yelling at you. Right? The Gemara says, Tov v'lo hiskiyo shal Rosh Chodesh ba'arvit, that you don't have to worry about. In machzirotah, because m'nei she'yachol omer b'shacharis. B'shacharis, in machzirotah, because you can rely on Musaf. The Gemara says, what is this talking about? The Gemara's conclusion is, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's talking about Tzibur, and this is what's brought down the halacha. The halacha is the din of Tircha de Tzibur. Okay, which says what? That obviously you have to say Yalav Yavu. But if a Shliach Tzibur forgot to say it by Shacharis, the halacha says in Siman Kuv Chav Vav, okay, the Mishnah Berurah, they brings it down Siman Tav Chav Bet also. Because of Tircha de Tzibur, you can be Somech on Musaf and mention the Kedushas Hayom there. That Siman Kuv Chavav, Kol Makom Sha'ayachid Chozer Mitpalel, Shliach Tzibur also has to be Chozer Mitpalel. However, by what? If you're a Shliach Tzibur by Rosh Chodesh, Lo Hiski Yalav Yavo, and you didn't remember, you don't Machziro Tom in the Tircha de Tzibur. Because you're about to daven Tfilas Musaf, and you're going to be Maskir Rosh Chodesh. However, what happens now? How about a Yachid? That's true by the Tzibur. But how about as a Yachid? Let's say I forgot now to say Yalav Yavo this morning. Can I now rely on Musaf? Do I have to go back or not? You hear the question? We said by, right? Obviously, it's not ideal to miss Yalav Yavo. But now that I forgot it, L'chachila now, because of Tircha Tzibur, the value of Tircha Tzibur, I can what? Go by Musaf. Now what happens? What happens now as a Yachid? I forgot now. Can I do the same thing? So, Rav, the Magen Avraham here in Kuf Chavav quotes Rav Moshe Mipano. He was in Italy. This, by the way, all this is all in Rav Shechter's great sefer called Eretz HaTzvi. I'm going to bring a piece here. Siman Hei. Okay, a lot of this is there. You got to bring the Makor. Okay, so Rav Moshe Pano, I think that's his name, was in Italy. He lived at the time of Rav Yosef Karo. Okay, he was into writing up Rav Yosef Karo's stuff. So he says he loved the Mistafina. He says if I wasn't afraid, I would say a Yachid that doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh and Shacharis, Vid Palel Musaf, and now I done Musaf, and what did I do? I actually said Yalav Yavo, I mentioned Rosh Chodesh, in Tzarech Shuv Lid Palel Shacharit. Delo Gara Di Eve LeYachid MiLechatchil LeRabim. He says it's no, right? He says not any worse, it's true. LeChatchil obviously I shouldn't do it, but B'di Eved, if I've already mentioned within Musaf, right, I mentioned Rosh Chodesh, I mentioned the Kedusha Sadeh Hayom. Therefore, there's no problem. And that's what the Magen Avraham says, La Halachad. The Maise, that's what you should do because of Sofik Brachos Lahakim. The question comes to what, this comes back to a fundamental question, which is when I don't mention Yalav Yavo and Tefillah, am I Yotzei or not? My Yotzi might feel, right? One would say is that I can't rely on Musaf. Why can't I rely on Musaf? Maybe I wasn't Yotzi, my Shacharis. How can I rely on Musaf? I wasn't Yotzi, Shacharis. Right? That's the question. That comes back to the nature of what? It comes back to the nature of what is the Chiyuv of the Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. Is it an independent Chiyuv that I, since every single day you have this Kedusha Sayom, I have to mention Ritzeh on Shabbos and Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh and on the Chagim. So that is something that's an independent Chiyuv. Or does it come as part and parcel of that Tefillah? Nafka Mina Lahalacha comes, let's say, I now forgot Mincha, not like today, tomorrow. Tomorrow, today's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh. But tomorrow, Mincha. I forgot to say Rosh Chodesh. I forgot to say Yalav Yavo, and now comes Maariv. So what's the question? What's the question now? Mincha of Rosh Chodesh on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, I daven Mincha. I didn't forget Mincha, but I forgot Rosh Chodesh. Now comes Maariv. Do I do Tashlumin or not? What's the two tzedei asafik? Based on what we just said, if what, and this is a machlokes, 2 days of Tosfos. It's brought down in Mishnah Berurah Siman Kuf Ches if you're off. Exactly this, machlok zetosis. Some say, what do you mean? What are you going to do? Right? You've already davened. You already davened, right? The same question comes up, Mincha of Shabbos. Mincha of Shabbos, I didn't mention Shabbos, I just davened the regular Mincha, right? And I didn't mention Shabbos. Now comes Motzei Shabbos, do I daven Tashlumin? Right? Because I'm not going to daven the Mincha of Shabbos. The first opinion says, you don't go back, I already davened, I was Yotzei my Shmoneh Esrei, I just forgot Shabbat, or I forgot Rosh Chodesh. And what's going to help Tashlumin? Tashlumin is not going to help at all. It's what? It's Motzei Shabbat or it's Motzei Rosh Chodesh. Okay? The other opinion, the Chachmei Provancia says, no. That which you daven Shmoneh Esrei either without Shabbat or without what? Or without Rosh Chodesh. Have I been Yotzei my Tefillah? No. I've been Yotzei my Tefillah. And therefore you have to daven, listen to this, daven B'Toras Nedavah. Right? Because what happens? Because now you got a problem. Because now we have this suffix. So what should happen? So Rav Chaim asks this question. Rav Chaim says that what happens? Maybe l'charchila, let's say I daven as a yachid. As a yachid, I forgot Yal V'Yavon. I forgot Yal V'Yavon now in Shachos. So what do we say to do? Do we say that l'charchila you should rely on Musaf? That was one opinion. Maybe you should rely on Musaf. That's what Rav Moshe Pano said. However, there is a concept of Safek Brachos L'Hakya. Okay? But then the other issue is maybe I should daven Shachris again, but do it B'Toras Nedavah. With me? What's the problem? Oh, and that's what we say L'Halach L'Mais. You got a problem, right? Nowadays we don't try to do Toras Nedavah. Why? Because all of our Kavanos are Shver anyway. So you're going to do Nedavah, it's not so good. The truth is, Rav Chaim said, even L'Chachila, because of Safik Brachas L'Hakel, and because our Torah's Nedava is Shver as can be, what should you do? Exactly like Rav Moshe Pano said, which is what? If you forgot Yal V'Yavon Shachos in the morning, what should you do? Rely on the Musaf. You should rely on the Musaf. But that only works, okay, that would only work if I was actually Yotzei in my Tefillah in the morning. Which in of itself is not so clear that I'm Yotzei. That's two days here in Tosfos. Am I Yotzei? Or is this the idea of what? That there's an independent Kedusha Sayyom. Yeah, go ahead.
This is all talking about somebody davening by himself.
This is, right. By Tzibur, we said, because it's Tirchid Tzibur, you can rely on that.
Why can't he just be Yotzei? Yeah.
Ah, so that's an interesting question also. Can he be Yotzei with even the, right, the assumption there? Then he's supposed to daven with them.
He's supposed to say
it
word for word.
That's with them. So the question is, can you do that also? It's a good question. In theory, that's what the whole concept of Chazarat Hashach should be also. Why would you even have to do Torah Sadovah? Just do it, you know, daven with the Shadach Tzibur. Good. Would you want to ask or say? Good. Good two questions. Okay. So this is the question when it comes to, okay, the fundamental chakira is it something that you're not Yotzei in the actual Shmoneh Esrei? And therefore I can't really rely on the Musaf, because that doesn't help me for my Shachris. The assumption of Rav Chaim is that I was actually Yotzei, and therefore I should be able to rely on the Musaf, the mentioned Kedushas Hayom. This is all true when it comes to Tefillah. But by Birkat HaMazon, there's no din of Bidyevit of mentioning where we mentioned Yal V'Yavo today in when we eat. Right? The Halacha says you're supposed to eat more on Rosh Chodesh because there is a mitzvah of Simcha. Okay? You're supposed to eat a little bit more. That's why we have the brownie. We're all looking forward to the brownie. However, okay, it's a different din. It's not a din in Haskaras Kedusha Sayom, but rather it's a din in the Suda. For example, I think I've mentioned to you this before, so therefore I'll do it quickly. If I didn't mention, in the first two meals, then I have to go back. Versus the din of Suda Shlishit. Right? This is all brought down Halacha and Siman Kuf Peichet in both Sifav, Sif Zayin, and Sifchet. Sifchet, it says Suda Shlishit in Shabbat, Dina Kirosh Chodesh. What does it mean, Dina Kirosh Chodesh? Because in Rosh Chodesh, do I have to eat a Suda's Pas? The answer is no. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Dal, it says Iboy Achel, Iboy Lo Achel. Okay, so meaning the whole concept of mentioning the Kedushas Hayom in Birkat HaMazon, as opposed to where we have a suffix when it comes to Tefillah, when it comes to Birkat HaMazon, everyone agrees that that's not ma'akif. What is though the din? The din is in the suda of the day. So when it comes to Shabbos, the first two meals, you have a chiyuv to eat pas. And therefore, if I miss ritzeh, then what do I have to do? Go back and do Birkat HaMazon. Suda shlishit, as much as you have a chiyuv, and maybe it's ideal to eat pas, but we know that you could have mizonos and possibly even perot, and we have all these different halachot of Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach Shechalios, but Shabbos, all the different dinim, or if you eat like a pig, both during Kiddush and also during your second meal, which you shouldn't do, and now by Suda Shlishit, it's going to be an Achila Gasa, it's better not to eat like a fresser and just have Peros to be able to be Yotze. There's a whole din that people misquote the Magen Avraham to say that you should just learn Torah, right, and be Yotze your Suda Shlishit. That is a misquote of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is quoting the Zohar, and that's only specifically limited to Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos. It's one specific din. Okay, one specific din, but that you shouldn't be doing on regular weeks. Sudash the sheet, very important to have lechachila, have a meal. It's a very important rava the rava, important to have sudash the sheet. But Rosh Chodesh, Halacha says that obviously you can't fast, but you should eat one thing more than you used to. But since you don't have a chil suda on Rosh Chodesh, therefore what? Therefore, if you forgot Yalviyavo, you do not repeat. Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue with this tomorrow about the defining what a Suda's mitzvah is, and then from there we'll get on to Hallel and Mirza Hashem, get on to the big day Rosh Chodesh also. Okay. The